President Trump promised to overhaul the U.S. tax code in a speech yesterday, but he still hasn't offered a detailed plan for how he'll do it. Trump spoke in Springfield, Missouri, where he made a pitch for lower taxes on corporations.
I want to work with Congress, Republicans, and Democrats alike on a plan that is pro-growth, pro-jobs, pro-worker, and pro-American.
For more, we're joined by Lynette Lopez, senior finance correspondent for Business Insider. Hi, Lynette.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well, and let's start with corporate taxes. What does this plan have in store for corporations?
Well, it's hard to call it a plan at this point because we don't have any numbers. And actually, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin was on CNBC this afternoon talking about the plan, but saying that then he doesn't really have the numbers. CNBC's host was pretty aggressive with him trying to get details, and he shied away from that, saying that the plan was still being socialized through Congress, which is to say that the Republican members of Congress are talking about it because it seems at this point that the Republicans are going to try to pass this bill without Democratic support. And probably calling it reform is a bit of a misnomer since it doesn't seem like there's going to be a huge, you know, change to the tax code. What we're looking at more likely is a cut.
A cut for corporations. And also, what about for individuals?
Right. We're looking at a cut for corporations as low as 15%. You know, Trump has complained and corporations have complained that it's too high. It's one of the highest rates in the world. The reality is, of course, there are so many deductions that a lot of corporations don't pay that. But indeed, 35% is high. So there is something to do there. The question is, where do you get the rest of the revenue? And something that that Paul Ryan had suggested, called border tax adjustment, is getting thrown out the window. So nobody really knows where we're going to get it. Now, Trump's administration has talked about getting rid of some deductions, like for individuals, the deduction of state income tax. But when Reagan tried to do that in the 80s, it really didn't go over well. There are a ton of special interests. And in fact, the Tax Policy Center put out a really good list of the biggest tax items in America, the biggest deductions that take away the most revenue. And 11 out of 13 of those are not going to be touched by the Trump White House. So it's really hard to see how they're going to raise revenue without touching sacred cows or really, really have to go to bat against lobbyists.
Well, and what about for individuals? What is planned for in this tax plan that, as you say, the details aren't out yet, but we do know that they want to bring down tax rates across the board, right?
Right. There's talk of simplifying it. There's talk of reducing the brackets down to three. But again, you know, there isn't much in the way of detail. Mnuchin and Trump's economic advisor, Gary Cohn, both of them former Goldman Sachs guys, they put out kind of a one sheet on this in April. And it was kind of like the students at the back of a class doing their book report on something they definitely hadn't read. All of Wall Street was like, kind of, what's happening? Mnuchin has said that he wants to get this done by the end of the year. That said, we were supposed to have this by...
Right. We're already late. Exactly. So
we're already late. So who knows?
Yeah. That's Lynette Lopez, who is a senior finance correspondent for Business Insider, talking with us about the president's still being formulated tax plan.
It's on the way.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.